As we have reported this morning, Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer is not coaching the team right now. He's on paid leave as the school looks into reports casting doubt on his claims that he previously did not know about 2015 domestic violence allegations against a then assistant coach. Joining us now is Tim May. He covers the Buckeye football team for the Columbus Dispatch. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me, my man.
Just to make sure everyone is up to speed on this, the first part of this story broke last week when Zach Smith was fired after his wife requested a protection order against him. Meyer, at the time, said that that was news to him, too, about the 2015 incident.
2015, I got a text late last night that something happened in 2015, and there was nothing, unless, once again, there's nothing. You know, once again, I don't know who creates a story like that.
Now, journalist Brett McMurphy has dropped a bombshell report saying Zach Smith's then-wife told Meyer's wife, Shelley Meyer, about the alleged abuse, and Shelley reportedly promised to tell Urban. For OSU side, Tim, the legal side here, this is rooted in Title IX. Meyer is legally required to relay such reports to Ohio State.
I guess we're going to find out if that's the case. Obviously, Zach Smith's wife is not a student at Ohio State. And, when you look at Urban Meyer's new contract addendum, which upped his pay and upped his contract terms several months ago, there are stipulations in there about reporting such things as they relate to university personnel, players, staff, et cetera, dealing with university events, et cetera. So, I guess we're probably going to find out legally what the stipulation is there. I mean, what his responsibility is there. Mm-hmm. But the other side is, he was steadfast a week ago that he knew nothing about 2015. When he talked about it, it was not, and he also stipulated that had nothing to do with the firing of Zach Smith, his actions the day before. I think we're in for an interesting situation here.
Sure. Over the years, Meyer has made the treatment of women a key part of his program. Respecting women is one of what he calls the core values of the program, and he says they have a zero-tolerance policy about abuse, domestic violence.
He's released players immediately. He's had immediate.
Yeah, Briante Dunn, big
players,
big time players.
We all know Carlos Hyde, and he was immediately kicked off the team and then reinstated, but had a 3-game suspension when it was found that the young lady struck him first and things like that. There have been several examples of Urban Meyer's immediate action in that. He freely talked about the 2009 incident down in Florida with Zach Smith and his wife, from which no charges were filed. And just like in 2015, no charges were filed from that situation. Obviously, Zach Smith faces a criminal trespassing charge for dropping off his kids, back in May, dropping off his kids after an outing and when he couldn't reach his wife, so he dropped them off at her place of residence.
Tim. Time is short this morning. For the non-football fans, it really can't be overstated how much Urban Meyer has meant to this program. Do you think he keeps his job? Do you think he survives this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of things going on.
Too much to learn at this point.
They're going to be waded through. But, yeah, I don't know. It's up in the air, man. When you put a guy on paid administrative leave, that means that at the very least, you have some doubts about what you've been told, So, we'll see where this goes.
And Zach Smith is also the grandson of Earl Bruce, former Ohio State coach who Urban Meyer lists as one of his mentors. Complicated case, that's for sure. Tim May covers the Ohio State football team for the Columbus Dispatch. We've been talking about head coach Urban Meyer being put on paid leave amid reports he knew more about abuse allegations against a former assistant coach than he previously said. Tim May, great to have you on the program again.
Sure, man. Anytime.